looking everywhere for you. Well, sure, I could have called your phone, but if I was gonna wander the entire ship, I may as well enjoy the sights while I'm at it. This cruise just has so much to offer. It's been a week, but I'm still finding events I didn't know about. Oh, but... yeah, finding you is my top priority. I only got a little distracted by the slam poetry session in one of the rooms. So, what were you doing on your last day? Oh. Oh, wow. I had no idea there was a badminton tournament. And I can't believe you didn't tell me you entered it. No. No, it doesn't matter if you lost in the first round. Even if it was for 5 minutes, I would have loved to be your cheerleader. Oh, right. You hate it when I do that. You know? One of these days, you'll have to forgive me for that bowling match. It really wasn't as embarrassing as you think it was. Only half of the people there were watching us. And you won, so you're welcome. Okay, yeah. Maybe I can see why you didn't tell me about the badminton thing. But anyway, we're here now. Why are we here? Well, there isn't really much to see besides the sea right now. I get it. Yeah. If you wanted a quiet place to think and just exist, this is definitely the place to do it. I said there's not much, but the ocean itself is pretty enough on its own. I'll leave you to it then. I still have plenty more to... Huh? You really don't mind if I stay? Okay. Well then, can you tell me more about what you've been thinking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, but really, I think you're looking at this the wrong way. I know what you mean when you say this week has been pretty much perfect. I feel the exact same way. So, don't worry about me not having a great time. But we are not losing anything by going back to our normal lives. It's the exact opposite, actually. We're gaining something. These memories of you and me on this beautiful cruise ship on the ocean, looking out towards a vast, deep blue sea. The air, the salty ocean air, the sunshine. This really will last a lifetime. whether we want these memories to last or not. You already know I took an unhealthy amount of photos. And... you're right. Our next trip won't be like this one. But... I think... that's... a good thing. Because, baby... I want to experience... all sorts of new things with you. And then... I want to reminisce about those things. Until we're old. Together. But, you know, still, it's totally your fault that my expectations are so high for our next vacation. Alaska was just amazing. How are we gonna top it? Well, I guess we're just gonna have to head down to the South Pole. If we're not gonna go big, we may as well stay home. And I know that nowhere is gonna be too cold. As long as we can warm each other up. Come here. Come closer to me. Yeah. Like that. Lean your head on me. Do you hear that? The relaxing sounds of the water. The humming of the cruise ship. Isn't it beautiful? It really is gorgeous out here. Why don't you close your eyes? What is there to do there? Well, there are penguins, polar bears, and... we can see the lights. You know, the... northern lights, I think? I've seen pictures, and they're just... they're so, so beautiful. I'll stop it with your cheesy lines. Don't compare me to a wonder of nature. Yeah, of course you get points for trying. And, if nothing else, I hope that this can convince you that this trip was really worth it for me. And I wouldn't trade this time with you for anything in the world. This is really nice, isn't it? Yeah, we do have that dinner theater, but... it can wait. I just want to enjoy this... a little while longer. Just you... and me. The ocean. The breeze. And my arms around you.